Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production, now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. My goal is to help you develop a holistic lifestyle based on our four cornerstone philosophy: food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. This holistic approach will help you feel good, which I define as being connected to your most authentic, highest self. And this is the place from which your energy, confidence, creativity, true power, and true beauty will start to explode. Every week, we provide you with interviews from top experts in their field or a solo cast from yours truly to support you in living your most beautiful, healthy, and joyful life. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of Saluna, New York Times bestselling author, and holistic wellness, nutrition, and meditation teacher. Let's get started. Hey, beauties, and welcome back to our Thursday Q&A community show, where all the questions come right from our amazing community. And our topic today is creating a routine that is right for you. And I'm a huge fan of routines and rhythms because I think it's a really important and very powerful way to boost your wellness, your health, your energy, and to make sure that all the systems in your body are functioning at their optimal levels, including your digestion, your circulatory system, your immune system. Our bodies really thrive on routine. And when we set routines up in our life in a way that feels really good, which we're going to get into in our show today, it just helps everything run like a well-oiled machine. Routines are a key part of nature, right? We see the shifting of light between the sunrise and the sunset, moving from this very yang outward time in the sun, getting nourishment, getting energy, and then also pulling back into darkness, into stillness, into restoration time. And same thing all around, right? The leaves come into their fullness, into their fruition, and then eventually drop down and recycle into creating part of the healthy soil, which then nourishes the root of the tree, which grows the tree, and so on and so forth. So when we really carve out energy and just real intention into creating routines, they don't have to be complicated. They don't have to take up your whole day, but it's a way of stepping into a state of flow where the rhythm is there for us and or the routine is there for us, and we don't have to really think too much. We don't have to make a million different decisions. We don't have to sit there and ponder, what am I going to do next? We can just flow into it and step into that energy field. And it feels really good to our bodies and it feels really good to our minds. It reduces decision paralysis, excuse me. And it just helps us feel free because our mind is free. We don't have to think about all these different things so much. So I'm really excited about today's show. If you couldn't discern that yet. Very, very excited. And before we get into it, though, I just want to give a quick reminder to please leave us a review on iTunes, which is free and easy and another wonderful way to support the show. And I will say that to entice you even more, we have created this wonderful self-love affirmation series. So if you send your review, if you take a screenshot of your review and email it to reviews@mysaluna.com. We will send you this program, which I created for you very recently. So it's new, it's exciting. It's about reprogramming limiting thoughts and working with new thoughts. And this is a technique for affirmations that I've been doing now for over a decade. So I'm really passionate about sharing it. So again, screenshot your review, reviews@mysaluna.com, and we will send that to you right away. And while you're over there, please be sure to subscribe to our podcast. And that way you don't miss out on any of these Q&A shows, which are always on Thursdays, or our Monday interview podcasts or solo casts, which are always on Mondays. All right. That being said, let's jump into our topic today, creating a routine that is right for you. And the first question comes from Beth, who lives in Nebraska. And she writes, I have a stomach that no matter what I do, it does not shrink. I've been vegan for about 4 years. I've taken probiotics and enzymes and exercise, and I'm ready to give up on everything. Do you have any suggestions? Thank you. So Beth, oh my gosh, I understand the frustration, especially when you feel like you're doing so many things right. Where are the results? Why isn't this working? You know, I've been there myself with various things, and it's easy to feel like I want to throw my hands up in the air. This is so frustrating. How am I going to move past this? So let's tackle this from a four cornerstone perspective. Our Soluna cornerstone approach is holistic. And when we take this holistic approach, which supports our wholeness, we always get the best results. Because you've mentioned exercise, you've mentioned some food information, but we're more than that. We're not just physical beings that take in nutrients and break them down and assimilate. We have other factors at play that affect assimilation, that affect digestion, that affect our hormones, that affect our enzyme levels. And I'm talking about the emotional, mental, spiritual part of us. So we really want to work on all levels, especially with something related to the belly. The belly is a very potent energy center in the body. It's known as Manipura chakra, which is its seat of personal power. And I wrote at length about the chakras in my third book, which is called The Beauty Detox Power. But in general, just a very quick overall explanation. Chakras are energy wheels, and they sit along the spine. And from a physical level, there's also nerve endings, ganglions that are related to certain chakras. So there's the physicality of the area. So for instance, when we're talking about Manipura chakra, which has to do with your business dealings, your confidence, your personal power, also relates to intuition. So you may have noticed or felt at some point butterflies in your stomach, or just a feeling sometimes, maybe an urge or an inclination, inspiration, intuition about something that, you know, you didn't have hard facts about, but you felt it in your gut, which is where we get the term gut feeling as well. So that is because the energy of that is going to be felt in your body in that area. And in many ways as well, if we have some sort of mental or emotional blockage in that area, it can lead to physical imbalance and vice versa. So everything is very much interconnected here, Beth, when it comes to your belly. You know, we think it's not as simple as, oh, I'm going to do a bunch of sit-ups and get rid of this. We want to look at all the different energies and all the different aspects. So let's go right into it now. We'll break it down from the four cornerstone approach. Let's talk about food. It's great that you're taking probiotics. It's great you're taking enzymes. At the same time, and I'm glad that you're vegan and you're plant-based. I want to make sure that you're still moving matter efficiently through your body. So what I mean by that is two things. Number one, I want to make sure that you're still having a fiber-rich diet, because sometimes we can be plant-based and we can get caught up in some of the, you know, the fun treats or foods like just eggs I recently discovered, which is, I think it's based in buckwheat sprouts, and it's great and it tastes like scrambled eggs. It looks like scrambled eggs. But it's still, you know, a packaged food. It's something I don't want to have every day. It has a fair amount of canola oil in it, so on and so forth. So it's okay to mix in some of those treats or some of those fake meats or alternative products. But still, it's important to stick to basics. Lots of salads, lots of veggies, lots of fruit, lots of just wholesome, good foods, lots of smoothies that will really do your body service. And secondly, you've mentioned that you're taking probiotics and enzymes, but an enormous part of getting a flat stomach is relieving your body of bloat, trapped gas, and excess waste. And for me, the game changer here is taking Detoxy. When I started shifting things around, which is now about 12 years ago for me, I started to change, you know, the outside first, what I was taking in, what I was eating, what I was putting into my body. And then I got some good results, but then I hit a wall. And that's when I started realizing, oh my gosh, I'm just not releasing enough. And I'm shifting my diet so there's more fiber and it's sort of hitting up against this old stuff, and there's still so much trapped gas, waste, acid in my body. So for a long time, I was cleansing my system. I was doing enemas. I was getting some colonics. And then over the past few years, we developed this really amazing formula. It's, gone through many different iterations. But now it also includes ASC2P, which is a stable form of vitamin C, which acts in tandem with the oxygen and the magnesium in detoxy, and it gently clears waste out. So I take it about every other night at this point in my life. I've gone through periods where I take it every single day. It's not a laxative, it's not habit forming, and it just helps to clear all that out, because sometimes our stomachs can protrude and it's not fat. It's literally gas, all the stuff I'm talking about, waste. It just looks wider. Gas pressure stretches the area out so you can actually look wider and bigger. And it's not really about slashing calories or trying to eat less. It's really about cleaning house, letting all that stuff leave your body that doesn't need to be in there and is making you look bigger. So I recommend, Beth, making sure you're having lots of wholesome fibers. And secondly, try taking detoxy to really clear out your system. So kind of leaked into the second cornerstone, which is body. Body technically includes supplements. So you mentioned that you exercise, which is great. I would say, make sure you're just regularly doing something that you love, detoxy again. And thirdly, it's important to make sure that you're sleeping properly. There's so much research now correlating sleep to hormones, including cortisol, which can lead to belly fat. So just making sure that you're doing a nice evening routine, hopefully meditating, maybe trying one of our practical enlightenment meditations that we have over in the app and also at our website. That's something that's available to you as well for free. So just really sleeping, making sure you're having that nice period before you go to bed. And our third cornerstone is emotional well-being. And like I mentioned earlier, there's a lot that can be trapped in our gut. If we're feeling stuck, if we're feeling stagnant in life, if we have anger we're holding on to, if it's just a lot of potentially different energies in our body, and it manifests physically. And I'm a big believer in this. I've witnessed this time and time again with different clients holding on. And let's say there's so many thoughts in your head and you're just, so stressed out and you're staring at your computer, you could start to experience neck tightness. There's just so much going through your head. Your head actually starts to energetically feel heavier and your neck has to support it. Or, we've all felt it, but I know I have felt it, that pang in my heart. If something sad happens or, a loved one, we get into a little tiff or something, you can feel that energy in your heart. So as it relates to our Manipura chakra, this can relate to anything, stuck energy can relate to anger, resentment, holding on. So I would take a little inventory, Beth. You can journal about this. Just allow yourself some free space, and you can write things along the lines of, is there anything I need to let go of? Am I angry about something that I can now release? Is there someone or something that I've directed a lot of energy towards? And listen, it could be yourself. What can I let go of? And with emotions, it's really powerful to feel them as they're coming up, to let yourself digest and process them, and then you really do release them. So you could sit with that. I'll let you sit with that one, Beth, just to see energetically what there is that could be energetically around that area that's actually keeping so much energy there that it manifests into physical form, right? Because everything is energy. So when something becomes physical and we can start to see it with our eyes, there's more density to that physicality, but it starts with energy. The root is energy. So that's why we want to look at the energy and the emotions that could be contributing, if there's anything stuck or stagnant around that topic. So I would check that out. If you want to go even deeper, I have a whole section on each of the chakras in the book I mentioned, The Beauty Detox Power. So you could take a little bit more of a deep dive there. And then our final cornerstone is spiritual growth. And here, really sitting and being a part of that imbalanced belly you know, which has to do with personal power and business and related, you know, how we relate to the world, is the fact that we live in such a fast-paced world where people aren't really sitting down to eat properly. They're not chewing well. They're stressed out all the time. They're eating when they're stressed. They're talking when they're stressed. So really just taking time to meditate and to make that part of your practice and to have a little bit more time to sit back and to find stillness instead of doing, stress. Let me pack as much in, because that is conducive for stress hormones like cortisol to be secreted, which contribute to the belly fat. So regardless of the fact that you're eating healthy and you're exercising, your body could still be in major imbalance if those other elements are at play. So check that out, Beth. Let me know how you do. Let me know how, you know, if any of these tips that you start to follow, what you start to find. And I send you so much love, sister. Don't worry. We will find a solution here. It just takes more of a wider approach, I believe. And then you'll start to get deeper and deeper results. All right, my loves. Second question comes from Amy, and she lives in Arizona. She writes, with so many influencers sharing what works for them when it comes to wellness practices, how can I separate that, quote, their way is not always the right way for everyone else? So this is a great question, Amy. I think, you know, we live in this world where there's so much available to us. We can follow a million different people on social media and see things in the news. And so we may, you know, question, is that for me, or does that just work for this person? So this is where, I know this is a little bit more, not as hard a line. It's not as easy to say, okay, yeah, do this or do this. This is very personal. This has to also do with energy, about how we resonate, first of all, with anyone else. And sometimes we think, oh, this person looks good physically, so I want to know what they're doing. But I would encourage you to only follow people at all, not even just listen to their advice, but people that are on your feed, people that you're following, that you really feel a sense of connection with. Because I think that on some level, we all register alignment. We can all register, truth. And maybe some people don't feel so aligned, but they're fun to watch and you like their clothes or their hair. And there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, those are not the people that you want to take your wellness advice from. You want to make sure that you're taking it from someone who resonates, who you feel understands your goals or has similar goals. And you also want to listen to someone that has experience and has been around for, you know, more than 10 seconds and is speaking from a place of deeper understanding. So again, there's a lot of things that are cycling in and out. People are trying new things. People are trying being an influencer. Even they're trying out something. So just be discerning in the first place who you are following and who you are listening to. And secondly, when you start to hear about information, we want to be open, but we also want to be discerning. So let's say, you know, from the beginning of that trend with the butter and the coffee, you know, even doing it in a vegan way with like tons of coconut oil and coffee, they never resonated with me. I just felt in my body that just does not feel right for a daily routine. I don't want to do that. I don't recommend that. And so it starts to become important for us to listen to the inner voice and to listen to our intuition. So we can try things that feel like they may work. And then we feel in our body, hey, you know, this whole thing just doesn't feel good to me. It may work for XYZ, but it doesn't work for me. And so we have to get to that point where we are more open and receptive to our body's wisdom and our body's messages. And so we do that by creating more stillness, by creating more silence, so we can hear, so we can listen. So what I would say here is that meditation is also really important, morning and evening, ideally, just to have that space where we're calling our attention back in. We're taking our senses, which are always out, and we are redirecting them back inward so that we are more comfortable with ourselves. We can hear ourselves more clearly. We have more information that's available to us, but not information in something you can just read off a piece of paper, but information coming from within. So it's important to stay grounded in this world of infinite information, infinite choices, infinite options by staying still, listening to our bodies, following a regular meditation practice, being discerning about who we follow in the first place, and going forward. And sometimes, you know, we can do all those things and sometimes we try something and it doesn't work out so well. And that's okay, because then we move on from it because we stay connected to ourselves. So we're okay if something doesn't work, and we let it go. But what's not okay is pushing and, you know, just trying to be exactly like someone else or exactly what someone else is doing, because they may, of course, or they are, of course, I will phrase it that way, they're in a different part of their journey. They have a completely different energy than you. So you really want to take it back to, how does this feel to me? How does this resonate with me? And that will give you the best information. Ultimately, we are our own best healers. We are our own best teachers as well. And we need to listen to that wisdom. So, all right, Amy, thank you so much for your question, my love. And thank you so much for being part of our community. Sending a big virtual hug to Arizona. We're going to take a short break, my loves. And when we get back, we have two more questions for you on this topic, creating a routine that is right for you. Hey, beauties, you've heard me talk about how important digestion is over the years. And I have an amazing product for you that really does help your digestion day in and day out. It is called the Feel Good Digestive Enzymes. And they are enzymes that you take right before you eat. So you would take them right before lunch, right before dinner. And what they do is they help to break down your food better. It helps to digest the protein, the carbs, and the fat, and also to break down fiber, because fiber, especially if you're not used to eating a lot of plant food, can make you bloated, as well as candida. So the enzymes break everything down so that you get more nutrients from your food, which makes you healthy and beautiful and strong and revitalized. You get more nutrients, and it also helps you digest faster so that it helps to prevent bloating. So it's an amazing product, and I've been a huge fan of digestive enzymes for a long time. And then we formulated our own, which have very high quantities of lipase, for instance, to break down fat and all these strains. So it's a really balanced, amazing formula. You can check it out over at mysaluna.com, and you can use the code wellness15 for 15% off all supplements and skincare. So check it out, mysaluna.com, wellness15. All right, my loves, we are back from our break. We have two more questions on this amazing topic, creating a routine that is right for you. And as we just talked about in our last question with Amy, I emphasize what's right for you, because this isn't a cookie cutter approach. This isn't like, oh, everybody's doing this one thing, so I guess I have to do it even though it doesn't feel right to me. This is about taking information into your own body and listening to your body, discerning what is right for your energy, your body, your schedule, your, you know, just the point where you are right now. It's very powerful and it's really important. And make sure to filter it through the lens of what is right for me. So our next question comes from Suzette, and she lives in Ohio. And she writes, I've been so busy creating healthy routines for my husband and 3 kids that I've lost my own. How can I get back on track while continuing the system I have in place around my family? Wow. So Suzette, thank you so much, my love, for your question. I could say a lot about this question. I know what it's like to be a mama and care so much about everyone else and to sort of put yourself last. And I went through this period after the last Thanksgiving where I hit rock bottom because I really was worn out with doing that. And, you know, I'm the kind of person that will take things on. And my husband is the kind of person that will do things if I ask. But just like some other parents and other people, he's not as intuitive about seeing what needs to be done and sort of tackling it or doing it first. I have to ask him. So it's not anybody's fault, but I just sort of hit this point where I was like, you know, just taking on so much. So then we started communicating more and I was like, you need to do X, Y, Z every day alongside with me, or, and you know, take this on. And he said, great, I'll do it. So I think number one here, the first thing I would say is communication, Suzette. You need to take care of Mama Bear. Mama needs to be nourished. Mama needs to be in her power for the family to function at its highest level. Yes, you can, you know, sacrifice and create all this stuff for them. But if you get depleted and depleted, they will sense that and you will no longer be able to give your fullest nurturing energy that families need from their mothers. So I encourage you to communicate with your husband and with your kids. I don't know how old they are, but definitely your husband, about ways that you can hand things off to him to help in the morning, in the evening, just so you can create, even if it's 20 minutes or 30 minutes. In 20 or 30 minutes in the morning, if he can help with breakfast or watching them play, so that you can do a morning routine that includes, you know, meditation maybe for 10 minutes, journaling for 5 minutes, drinking some hot water with lemon, you know, writing out goals for the day, drinking a glowing green smoothie. You can do all of that. I mean, maybe it takes a little bit longer to drink, but you can do those things in about 30 minutes. So in the ideal world, you would create some kind of partnership with your husband to be able to hand off and create that routine. Another thing is creating real regularity after your kids are in bed. So it's an important time to bring that attention into self-care and self-nurturing. So that may look like a bath, just a little bit of a time to sit and look outside, a tea, reading a book, journaling, definitely meditating, listening to music, having cuddle time with hubby, whatever it is, but just really allowing yourself, like scheduled in, not a time to, you know, let me check out all the emails from my kids' school now that I'm sitting down, but actually time to really give yourself. And I think it's realistic, at least for me in my life, to work on the morning and the evening, because the middle of the day is crazy. You know, it's running around, feeding everybody, cleaning up, answering emails, like a million different things are happening during the day. But I know that there's more opportunity to build in something really solid in the morning and in the evening, especially if you enlist hubby or, you know, carpooling or, I don't know, whatever it is, that however else you can outsource some things so you can create a routine. The other thing is you could try doing more things the night before or the day before, like batch prepping for their lunches, so that it's also easier to create that time in the morning so you have a real sense of regularity. And it's important, so important, Suzette, because then it means then you have the chance to really rejuvenate yourself so you stay strong mentally and emotionally, spiritually. You show up physically and you can be there. Our kids know when we're aligned. Our kids know when we are happy and healthy and nourished, and they also know when we're depleted and they can sense it. And even if they don't use that vocabulary, I definitely think that they have that sense. And so everybody wants mama to be happy. Mama is the center of the home. So I think with some communication, verbalizing this to hubby, I know I had to verbalize it. You know, I assumed, you know, isn't it obvious I need more help at bedtime? But it wasn't that he was neglectful and it wasn't that he was trying to put it all on me. It's just that he needed me to actually say it out loud and spell it out, what I thought was so obvious. So I would say, Suzette, to really just not take everything on and on and on, but to create space, talk to your husband or, you know, talk to friends, whoever, you know, you can outsource or carpool with or whatever, and create time every day. And it's a key thing to do, because if you don't do it, Suzette, then no one else will do it for you. And it will start to, you know, dwindle down, and years, months can pass. And it's just like, what happened to me? And so writing this question and us discussing it right now, I can feel inside that this is a beautiful time to really cross over and to step into the next phase, which is where Suzette has three kids, a husband, and she takes care of them, and she takes care of herself. And she makes sure to carve out that time for her mental, emotional, physical, spiritual well-being. She's feeding herself well. She's exercising. She's journaling, meditating, just all the practices that we talk about here, which are very powerful and help to nurture ourself and to nurture our wholeness. So thank you, Suzette, my love, for being part of our community. Let me know how you're doing, mama. Let me know if you need any more practical tips. And of course, we have the meditations for you over in the app and the website, and I definitely recommend them. 6-7 minutes or so for the guided meditations. It's a really beautiful way to start the day and to nourish your energy for the beginning of the day that will continue into the rest of your day. All right, my loves, I am loving these questions so far. And now we have a final question from Trudy, who lives in Germany. And she writes, I seem to have trouble sticking to a healthy wellness routine, but I love the practices. How can I stay consistent? So we have a really wonderful podcast that's coming out soon with BJ Fogg. I will tease it now, who runs the Human Behavioral Lab, I believe I'm saying it right, at Stanford. And he's written a book called Tiny Habits. And what he talks about is really is the research they've done out of Stanford, he says, is all about what they found to be the most powerful is giving yourself the small wins. So really focusing on the small wins. So let's say you love the practices and you want to, let's just break one down. Let's say you want to get into meditating or every day drinking a glowing green smoothie. You do it for the first day and you celebrate and you really give yourself a pat on the back. And then the next day, but you do it in small chunks. So let's say you drink 8 ounces of the GGS and you made a whole batch. So you don't have to make more, but you can drink 8 ounces for the next 3 days. I mean, that's a pretty big step, but you don't have to blend it every day. So you're giving yourself these little wins. Or let's say you want to meditate. You want to build up to meditating for 30 minutes. But in the beginning, you only meditate for 3 minutes, but you do it consistently. Those little wins give you the confidence. They build that muscle of inspiration inside of you that says to yourself, energetically, not in language, but says, I can do this. I've done this. I'm strong. I can keep going. This is something I can actually do. And it starts to give you that impetus, that oof, that fuel to keep going and going and going. So I think we've all heard, and I've said it on this podcast, that it could be 21 days or 28 days to develop a habit. And actually, BJ Fogg corrected me on the podcast. He said, actually, that came, all these people talk about all, you know, the same thing. And it came from one study. And he says the study on the podcast, and he goes, if you go and look it up, it doesn't actually really say that, but people interpreted it to say that. So he says it's really not about the length of time you stick to something per se, but really about focusing on those wins, feeling that dopamine rush. Okay, I'm not at 30 minutes yet, but I know I can meditate at 3. And you do that for a week or two, and then maybe you start to build up the number and the time, and you keep going and you keep going. And then it starts to parlay into more expansion, and it's fueled by that energy of small wins. So I'm going to go ahead and recommend that here, Trudy. Let me know how you do. I would also focus on one or two at a time. You don't have to try to change everything, stick to every practice, but really start to embed one or two, focus on the feeling good aspect, and then you can continue to add from there. All right, my love. And thank you, Trudy, for being part of our community, sending you so much love out there in Germany. I'm going to leave you all with a quote of the week. And I wrote this when I got the show topic, as always, right before we started the podcast. And the quote is, healthy routines are a key part of nature's health and a key part of our health. So at the top of the show, I talked about this idea of nature having routines in her growth and the way the light comes and the tides of the ocean, in the way that the baby rabbits grow and the clouds. It's just all kinds of routines upon routines upon routines. And when we are erratic and we kind of bounce from one diet to another, or we try out an exercise for a week and then we don't exercise for a few months, or we try meditating, we go full in for a month and then we don't do it again for years, that's not conducive to health. All the, you know, the yogis talk about calmness and equanimity, the stability being the fertile breeding ground to be able to go deeper into health, healing, peace, joy, love. We want that stability. So routines are really key, not only to nature, but to our health and to our well-being. So I encourage you, meditation routines, morning routines, glowing green smoothie routines, taking your SBO probiotics, having an evening come down routine. As you can establish your routines in your life, you will start to see an improvement in your energy and your health. Now, as I mentioned, you don't have to figure them all out at once. We talked about it a bit already here. Just pick one or two, build from there, give yourself the wins, establish it, and then keep going. All right, my loves, I love you all so much. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful that we get to have these discussions, and I absolutely love hearing your questions. So if you'd like to submit a question, you could submit them over on my Instagram. I'm starting, which is @_KimberlySnyder. Some stories, you can see how to submit them there, or also on our website, mysaluna.com. In the podcast tab, you'll see the section for submitting questions. It's really easy to do. So I can't wait to hear your question. We will be back here in just a few days for our Monday interview podcast. Till then, take great care. Check out the resources. Check out the app and the meditations and the recipes and all the rest. Sending you so much love, and I will see you back here very soon.